right, everyone, welcome back to the Crypto Market Rundown, where we talk about everything that's going on in the great world of cryptocurrency. From the fundamentals in the news to the technicals on the charts, we spend the time doing hours of research so that you all don't have to. And what a historic week for the crypto markets. I mean, just absolutely monumental. We have so much that we need to talk about today. And I know every single week we come back on here, we talk about how it's going to be a long episode, about how there's so much stuff to talk about from both the charts and the news and everything in between. But they just keep getting longer and longer and longer because so much is truly happening here. So just to give everyone a little bit of a hint about what we're going to talk about today, Bitcoin has hit new all-time highs. Solana has hit new all-time highs. Literally, the Solana ecosystem nearly broke because of how much activity it was seeing. Gary Gensler is officially gone. We have the president of the United States launching a meme coin along with his wife. MicroStrategy continues to accumulate tens of thousands of dollars of Bitcoin. We're looking at new executive orders. There's a new crypto task force. Dogecoin's logo is appearing on the new government of Department of Efficiency's website. And it just continues to go on. So that's just a little sneak peek about what we're going to be talking about today. But there is so much happening. And the good news is that we're seeing a lot of price action, or should I say positive price action, off of most of these catalysts. So we're pretty hyped up. I'm going to pass it over to TiVo here. I know, TiVo, we've been just constantly messaging back and forth between me and you and the rest of the team. But there is just, there's a lot to be excited about, man.
Welcome to the new era of crypto, I think is the summary of everything you just said. It was a wild weekend. Basically, we recorded a week ago, and the crypto ball, obviously people knew about that before last week because everybody was there, but I felt like somebody covers the internet for the show all the time. There was the invitation started to get passed around like last Wednesday. I was like, is this real? And then I was like, okay, it is real. People are going. And then to see the action of what was going on there Friday night and who was there, and that's where the meme coin got launched and just sent us into one of the wildest weekends we've had in crypto in a long time. Constant, nonstop, Friday night through Sunday to today, and then Monday inauguration day. Just welcome to the new world of crypto. And you're in the right place because this is where we're going to cover it all for you every single week, as we've done. So dude, I'm excited. There's so much to jump into, so there's no reason to fluff it up anymore. Let's dive into it.
Yeah, I mean, let's kick things off. And what better place to do that than talking about how Bitcoin has hit a new all-time high. And if you blinked, you probably missed it. We didn't last up there for too long. But Bitcoin's previous all-time high was right around $108,000 on Coinbase. What we saw really yesterday, I was going to say over the weekend, maybe over the long weekend, because the general markets were closed and a lot of people here in the States had the day off. But as of yesterday, Monday morning, we saw Bitcoin push up to just over $109,000 on Coinbase. And again, that's a really big monumental mark because we're inching closer and closer to that 110K area. And most people never thought that Bitcoin would get to 100K, let alone us now pushing from 108 to 109. And I think that we're going to see a lot more. So if we briefly kind of just look at the charts and look at what's actually going on here, we can see a couple of things. And I think that there's a couple of different points that we need to identify. Number one, 90K held. We had what was the absolute final last ditch effort. It was a move of desperation from the bears to try to send Bitcoin below 90K here. We wicked through, was immediately bought back up with a ton of power and pressure. And then ever since then, it has just been up and up and up to this new all-time high. So the bears failed the breakdown. The bulls retook the market. Bitcoin is now above all of its moving averages. The 20, the 50, the 100, the 200, you name it. Bitcoin's above all of them. And now it's consolidating over all these moving averages, but also it's consolidating over this resistance trend line that we had from our previous swing highs. So Bitcoin has cleared just about all the resistance that it has left, and it is now pushing to the upside. And this is that slightly higher all-time high that we saw from our previous all-time high, which was right over in here. So things are looking really good, but Bitcoin wasn't the only beneficiary. We're seeing a lot of altcoins go crazy. And one of the big ones that we want to talk about today is what's happening with Solana. But, you know, I'll go ahead and show a couple of these other ones first, because I think we have to talk about, dare I say, TiVo, XRP, consolidating at its all-time high. And we saw this level actually tapped, this all-time high level tapped on XRP, not too long ago. And now we actually pierced through a new all-time high, depending on what exchange you're looking at. But we are coming right up into this all-time high for XRP. And we're seeing this with a lot of these cryptos, right? In previous weeks, we can look at some of these other large caps like Sui, kind of still pretty close to that all-time high. Bitcoin now there. We've seen it from a couple of other large caps. I know this cycle, BNB has been another one that's hit all-time highs just about a month or so ago. And now we're looking at XRP alongside Solana. And so Solana had a... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying, what are you seeing on Chainlink?
Yeah, dude, Chainlink's another great one. So it's still pretty far from its all-time highs, but it's seeing a lot of positive price action. I mean, this thing, if we're looking at it from its low over here of, you know, literally just like a week or two ago, it's up almost 51% in the last, I mean, let's measure this out, in the last 8 days. So it's rallying hard. And, you know, it's still got a ways to go. It's got cycle highs at around $30. It's got all-time highs, which are, you know, pretty notably higher, closer to around $52. But to say that all it needs to really do to get back to an all-time high is double in price, we've seen crazier things happen.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And kind of along that theme of crazy things, you know, here's Solana just destroying that previous all-time high of around $260, going all the way up to almost $300. So these large caps are really, really starting to move, and people are getting excited about this. Now, Solana has been volatile, right? I mean, we saw it reject nearly 22% from that all-time high. Since then, it's already bounced about another 13%. And there's just been chaos on the Solana network. There's been chaos in all of crypto, right, with all this volatility. And we warned that there was going to be volatility. Except I don't think we were expecting quite this level of it, because what we saw was actually Solana went offline after hitting those all-time highs. It was unusable is probably a better way to put it for the vast majority of users. And Tiva, I know you probably got to experience this firsthand. I know the rest of the analyst team was talking about it, but you saw all the mess with Trump coin and Melania coin, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so it goes back to kind of the crypto ball. So Friday night, wasn't doing too much, just was kind of clicking around. I got the alert I'm watching all the clips from the Crypto Ball. It's okay. David Sachs is hosting. Wow. Snoop Dogg's there. Wow. All the influencers are there. Wow. The All In podcast is there. Wow. You know, everybody and anybody seem to be there except for me and you. So they'll definitely be at the next one. And then you just get this alert, you know, Trump launches Trump from Trump's Twitter, the future president of the United States in 3 days, you know, Trump coin is live. And so we're clicking on it and I'm like, what's going on? And so I kind of reach out to our one of our Momentum Moneymaker guys, Brian. And, you know, I'm like, hey, Brian, like, what's going on? And he's like, this is crazy. This is huge. You know, it's like he's telling me he's watching on Deck Screener go from, you know, 0 to 700 million market cap like that. And then, so it was like, nobody really knew whether it was real or not, kind of going into the evening. And because, you know, there's just one tweet. There was questions. Is he hacked? There's no way that the president's launching a meme coin. And then you wake up the next morning and Eric Trump confirms it. You know, Trump is the hottest digital meme coin in all the land. And, you know, and then it really shoots off. I mean, just absolute wild price action. And so that I felt like the morning the word was out and this thing was going crazy, which led to a lot of traffic on Solana and everybody was hearing about it. And so that started it, right? And then it was Sunday. So what, Trump coin hit a high of like 70 something bucks, 72 bucks. Yeah. And then Melania, the first lady tweets out Melania coin is live. And everybody was ready for this one in a way. The first one, there was kind of maybe that 24-hour period of question on the internet, like, was this real, was this not? And then when Melania coin came out, dude, everybody was like, we got to jump in. And that's when the problems began, the pure clog of Solana and all the craziness began. So that's kind of like the bird's eye view. What were you seeing, you know, in the trenches?
I mean, the same thing. We saw this Trump coin go from, at the time, the lowest I saw it was, I think, around 20 cents. And then our team notified us around it, around, I think, $1, $2, $3. It ended up shooting up to around a $15 billion market cap at its peak. And that's what we can see right here, is that it reached a high of around $14.92 billion in market cap, which is crazy. And then Melania coin, I think, peaked out at around $2 billion in market cap. And once that happened, that's where we started to see Solana go into a little bit of trouble, because Solana's fast, right? It's fast, it's cheap. We know this. That's why a lot of people like to use Solana in the first place. Well, not only was it handling all of its normal transactions, once both of these kind of reached the pinnacle of their hype, we saw, and I want to share this article with everyone because I was looking at this. I want to scroll down. Here it talks about it. They went to processing around Phantom Wallet alone processed around $1.25 billion in swaps from about 10 million transactions. But what we saw was a crazy ramp up of the Solana network doing it around 258,000 transactions per minute. But then we saw it increase, where Phantom Wallet alone, keyword here, Phantom Wallet alone experienced a massive surge of more than 8 million transaction requests per minute. And that's not including any of those other platforms, any of those other like projects, wallets, any of that, which is a crazy thing to think about. So when people get frustrated here and they're like, I thought Solana was fast, I thought it could do this, I thought it was more advanced. Well, yeah, but it was getting 8 million just from a single source, right? I mean, Solana has all these other projects and sources and wallets running on it. Just from one of those, it was requesting 8 million transactions per minute. So this thing was sent into absolute overdrive. So no wonder the price of Solana went crazy. No wonder these tokens went haywire. No wonder it saw a little bit of an outage and a struggle, as it says over here in the very beginning of this title. Well, that's because they were arguably getting, again, we just know from one source, but you know, arguably considering everything, maybe tens of millions of transaction requests per minute. So, you know, had they been ready for this, could there be maybe something that could be done? Yeah, but when you go from to such an extreme, from the norm that it was to having potentially tens of millions of transactions per minute in terms of requests, that's a big jump to make in a sudden 24-hour window. And so that's why we saw a lot of this chaos kind of break out, TiVo. And it was nasty. But I think that this is still a net positive thing for the crypto space, because we have to ask ourselves the question, who benefits from this? Who are the key beneficiaries that walk away from this fiasco benefiting? And I think that there's two answers. Well, maybe three. Number one, I think the obvious one is Solana, right? I mean, straightforward, we go back to the chart, Solana hit a new all-time high, pushed up to almost $300. I think that they ultimately benefit from this. I think that the team goes back and they kind of take a more thorough look at the network, and we probably see some upgrades and changes come in the way of Solana. But I also think number two here, the unsung hero of who kind of made this more or less possible beyond Solana, is Radium. And we saw Radium just explode in terms of value, because what we saw was they recorded their highest buyback day ever. They saw over 1.6 million Radium bought and transferred, totaling at around $55 million of Radium that has been accumulated from these buybacks. And so here I'm going to throw up the two charts. We have this one showing their buyback program just skyrocketing from this event. And then if we go over to the other one as well, we can see the total buyback accumulation. So absolutely massive day for the Radium network. And for people who aren't familiar with this, we've talked about them quite a bit over the last year. They're the main decentralized exchange for the Solana ecosystem. They are the ones that allow a lot of these meme coins and pump.fun coins to be traded once they're listed and launched. And Radium was one of the big beneficiaries from this move. And then I think the third one, if we want to make it a little bit more like all-encompassing, is just to say this benefits the entire crypto space. If we can have the president of the US coming out and launching meme coins, which personally, I think that this was all just a big FU or middle finger to the SEC and Gary Gensler, saying you guys would have gone bananas for something like this a couple of days ago. Well, now I, as the president, am going to do this. And I think it was just like a personal mission. So, you know, whether it actually was or not, you know, maybe we'll never know. But this is bullish for all of crypto, because if the president is going to launch a meme coin on Solana, then I think that what that tells us is that crypto regulation is going to continue to loosen over the course of the next 4 years, and people are going to be able to do a lot more than they were previously comfortable doing over the last 4 years. So that's what I'm seeing here, TiVo. Again, a lot of chaos, a lot of craziness, but there's some big beneficiaries that walk out of this. And I think if don't take away anything else, the one takeaway here is to say, hey, crypto is benefiting from all of this, because we're seeing record levels of volume and buybacks and activity, and people are getting more comfortable.
Yeah, and volatile. If you unshare your screen there, I'm going to share something that wasn't in our sheet, but I just memorized it, and I'd love to get your take from it, because basically when the Trump coin went wild over the weekend, and then the Milani coin was next, and then it got complete FOMO, right? That 40-70 rip was complete FOMO, and it felt like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but then it felt like it was sucking the liquidity out of all the other coins, like some of the, you know, blue chips and the big caps and all this. So all of a sudden everybody's selling over here to then put their money over here into Trump coin. And, you know, it probably onboarded and will onboard, especially some new people, because now it's launched on Robinhood. It's launched on Binance. And I believe Coinbase is adding it as well. So, you know, I'm sure Trump coin will bring a ton of new people on into crypto, but it felt like there was a rush to get in. And what the most interesting thing that I found was, okay, so everybody's rushing in to buy Trump. And then, you know, the Trump team is, you know, they can't sell. There's a certain lockup period. I think the first one is about 3 months, but you're going to have to definitely do your own research on when the unlocks happen. And but what was interesting to me was the World Liberty Fi, while everybody else is buying the Trump coin, and, you know, the Trump team is in theory making money off of all these transactions and sending, you know, the other prices are going down. What does World Liberty Fi go buy? They buy $47 million worth of Bitcoin, $47 million worth of Ethereum to celebrate the inauguration, and I believe there were There were a couple other purchases as well out there that included Aave, Chainlink, not as big as the $47 million. I believe those were $4.7 million. So I thought it was funny while everybody's running into the Trump meme and the market's taking a little breather so everybody can have funds to go buy the Trump meme, then, you know, the Trump's going by all the other cryptos. I thought that was a little telling. Like, if we're all at a poker table and, you know, you don't know everybody's cards, I thought that was a tell, you know, a good tell for the crypto markets that, you know, there's going to be hot takes all around about a presidential meme coin. And I think you could make some, maybe even some negative theories around it. Like, should that even be allowed? But if you're in the crypto market, you want him, you know, playing in the water and swimming in the water, drinking the Kool-Aid, and a meme coin is certainly that. And so it's definitely exciting. And I totally agree with you. It was a big middle finger to this guy heading out the door.
And I'm here.
On day one, I will fire Gary Gensler.
I actually think he gets that pop and was genuinely surprised about how much they love that. And I think from that moment on, I think he was like, tell me more about this crypto stuff. It was, yeah. I think that day started the plan for Trump coin, in my theory.
I think so too. And the part that I'm the most upset about is that might be the last time that we get to play that clip, because it's all kind of in the past now. He's in office. Gary's gone. Like, we'll find a way to bring it back, because it's got to be one of the greatest clips that we've ever used. But, I mean, here we are. We're kind of entering into the golden age, the golden era of crypto. And, you know, the big question that you posed to me earlier was, does this kind of usher in a new era of meme coins? And I think it has to. But even more broad than meme coins, does this usher in a new era of crypto? And I think the easy answer there is yes.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot. I think the craziness has just begun. And we were kind of talking, like, we always knew the volatility was going to be there. And then that just neck snapping volatility for a certain project like Trump coin was seen over the weekend. And we're kind of in a news flow state where, you know, and this happens in regular traditional finance too, whether it's earnings or, you know, a partnership or a merger. You see the mergers all the time, like, oh, you know, somebody's going to buy Paramount. You know, Netflix is going to buy Paramount, for example. That's not happening, but then Paramount stock will rocket 40% in a day because they're going to get acquired and pay a higher price per share than what it's trading at. So it's nothing new. But I think for the listeners out there, and again, nothing we say here is ever personal financial advice. We're just two guys talking crypto here, entertaining and trying to just give you the news. But it's going to be such a news flow centric market, I really think, for the foreseeable future, because like we said, a stroke of the pen, a tweet can just really, I mean, a single tweet caused a shift of billions and billions of dollars in the market. And so it's an exciting time to stay educated and get involved. But there's the dogs are barking. There's a lot of froth and excitement, and in a good way. But I think we were talking about this, how we think that, or I'll speak for myself and then get your take. But so I think that, you know, there's no secret that Trump's pro crypto now. So you would have to think that excitement is kind of baked in, and then you're waiting for what the news is, because nobody exactly knows what the news is going to be, what executive order might get signed, what might pass through Congress. And so the excitement of a pro crypto is baked in. Now we don't know what that next phase is. Nobody truly knows. And until we do, we're not going to get that crazy next price action up. And so one theory is, well, you got to be in the market because you don't know when it's going to happen. And then when you do know, it's just going to rip crazy. But I think the downside, at least a short-term negative catalyst, could be there's a lot to do. And Trump has said that he's going to do a lot, and at least in his first day, he's done, I think it was like over 200 executive orders in day one, and he's trying to end wars and free do this and economy and chips and AI, and crypto's definitely a part of it. I think we both believe that. But is it a day two thing? Is it a week one? Is it a week two? Is it a month one? When's that first big news going to come? And if it doesn't come soon, I really, in my opinion, I think there could be a short-term catalyst to the downside of people just kind of selling the news a little bit, because a lot of people are probably over-leveraged right now.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of been my belief, is that this is more of like a first week, first month kind of decision as opposed to a first day decision. Because when you look at like what truly is a priority in the United States, as big of a crypto fan as I am, right? We talk about crypto every single day. I live for it. But even I can understand that there's more pressing matters in the world beyond having a Bitcoin reserve in the States. So I get it. I think that, you know, we could see something like this after that stuff has settled down, after things are on track, after bigger problems have been solved, then I can see a topic like this getting addressed. But that's probably something that we see in the first week, the first month. Who knows, maybe even a little bit later than that. But I would say, you know, within the first 30 days of office, I think we're at least going to get an update on what we're looking at. And, you know, maybe if we don't get in the first week, maybe that's where we do see a pullback. And I think that's on the table. I don't think we're going to see any kind of crazy like crash or pullback in direct response to not getting one sooner than we expected. But I think that you're right. You know, maybe we get a little bit of a dip while people are kind of teetering on that line of what to do. But I think a lot of people really are loading up the boat in anticipation that not only like has the whole regulatory environment changed and all this stuff. So I think a lot of people are loading up the boat for that sense, but also because they're still anticipating this. And a lot of people understand that the moment that that happens, there's going to be other countries, other companies, retail investors, all these different groups trying to front run the US and their accumulation of Bitcoin if we do get that. So who knows? Yeah. You know, maybe when we enter into an accumulation phase where a lot of these people are trying to front run the US and we just don't see the pullback because people are so focused on doing that. And I know you're throwing up something really good on the screen here. And I actually saw this news earlier, TiVo, so I'll hand it back to you.
Yeah, just I think the most exciting thing that people are waiting for is some type of executive order or Trump talking about Bitcoin and crypto specifically. But we got to remember that there's a whole team now. The crypto czar, David Sacks, hosts the crypto ball, our new SEC chair. And so Gary's out and the new regime is in. So this is just something, you know, literally an hour ago before we started recording, the SEC new crypto task force to develop comprehensive and clear regulatory framework for crypto assets. And so if we saw a tweet like that maybe a year ago and it was Gary Gensler, we might clench up a little bit and be like, well, what's it going to be? Is it going to be negative? Is it going to be bad? And I think we're at the point now when we see something like this, we can, you know, safely assume almost that, you know, hey, this is going to be good. This is going to be bullish for the sector. And especially after, you know, a launch of Trump coin, maybe my thing was, you know, the new crypto regulatory framework could have been, you know, be careful what you wish for, because maybe it'll leave some of your, you know, wild, you know, meme coin stuff off on the, you know, its own reservation and get kind of punished a little bit. But after this weekend, I do not think that is the case at all. So, yeah, the people are working on it. And yeah, just, you know, be smart and you know, do your research and but I think that that's why you're here doing your research. And we'll tie a knot with the Trump coin here before we move on. Like we said, our guys, Joe and Brian, and we've done a couple meme coin rundowns, you know, I have with them over the holidays just to give you guys a look into that world, because we were so excited about it on our team. And, you know, those guys crushed it, picked it up so early. I mean, Brian didn't sleep this weekend, and I was going to try to get him come on, but that guy needs to rest because I think he did 72 hours straight. But just a little tidbit, if you're listening now, I'm going to bring them on Friday, and we're going to do another meme coin rundown and kind of do a week in review. I want to let it play out this week, see what happens. But something to look forward to for the listeners to get to listen to our momentum moneymaker guys, Joe and Brian, to give you a full deep dive into what they saw this last week with the Trump meme coin trade.
Yeah, I think that's going to be killer. So if anyone's interested in that, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you circle back here on Friday, and we're going to have some more great content coming your way. But I mean, TiVo, if we kind of continue on down the list here, I know that we're a little bit tight on time. Some other stuff that I saw was that there's a lot of liquidations out there, and I'm gonna go ahead and screen share this. But there's a lot of liquidations.
R.I.P. to our leverage brothers and sisters.
R.I.P. to just about all of them. Because if we go over here, there was around $1.28 billion in liquidations during this period of the inauguration speech. And there was longs, there was shorts. It was everyone that was liquidated. And they make it sound like it was pretty, you know, two-way I'm going to be real. If we go back to the charts here, the majority of people that were probably liquidated here in the last week or so were probably shorts. I think a lot of the longs, unless you were really, really high leveraged long or you had a really short-term call option or something like that, unless you're doing that, you're probably fine as a long. The real people who are getting wrecked here are the bears, because there has only been, you know, really 2 to 3 days in Bitcoin's price history, a matter of hours, where Bitcoin has ever been below, or I'm sorry, it has ever been above the current price. I mean, we're at around 107K. We've only tapped 107K 3 times in Bitcoin's existence, and it was very short-lived. So the vast majority of people that are getting liquidated here are the people who keep trying to short. They keep trying to short and short and short, and it's just not working as Bitcoin continues to push higher. So a massive amount of liquidations coming through here. Some of them were longs on that kind of choppy period that we had, but a lot of them were shorts. The other kind of cool thing that we saw here, TiVo, is that MicroStrategy has acquired another 11,000 Bitcoin into their balance sheet. This comes out to be around $1.1 billion worth of Bitcoin. This raises their holdings to around 461,000 Bitcoin. So they're pushing that 500,000 mark. And their average price per Bitcoin purchased in this new batch was around 101K per Bitcoin. They continue to accumulate. There was actually rumors, I've heard this and I can't confirm it, but I've heard that Michael Saylor was at some of these ceremonies. And that, you know, he's developing a pretty good reputation, or just, you know, kind of a teamwork with this new administration that's coming in here, and they're getting to know each other. And I think it makes sense because, you know, if there are really are all these different kind of like lofty plans for Bitcoin in the crypto space, I mean, he is one of the largest holders of Bitcoin. And I have to think that MicroStrategy and Michael Saylor have the benefit if there's going to be a strategic Bitcoin reserve in the States. I mean, seriously, they are one of the largest Bitcoin holders in existence. So if this all of a sudden becomes a US-backed asset, then man, is this guy sitting pretty. And I think he knows that too. I think he knows that the hardest part is behind him. I think he knows that a lot of the regulatory environment is going to start to ease up. I think he knows that there's a lot of talk about a Bitcoin strategic reserve. And he kind of sees this as, you know, he's just pushed his sled down the hill and now he's kind of just coasting. He's already climbed the mountain and now he's kind of just coasting into his gain season. But it's a big time. You know, big money is continuing to buy. And I think what this is really just kind of a foreshadowing of what could be to come. Because we could look back on this and say, man, him buying Bitcoin at 101,000 was actually rather on the cheap side. Who knows, maybe a month, maybe a year, maybe 10 years down the road. And that's kind of where I see him coming from here.
Yeah, a lot of reports. He was definitely there. Heard some rumors from some Twitter, some ex-friends, that he was at the crypto ball, was not mingling in the general area with people, but that he was in the back room at the crypto ball where the important people were. So that would make sense. He had a tweet the other day. I'm looking at it now. I believe it was yesterday. It was, you know, orange. The orange tie is the latest fashion in Washington, D.C. while he was at one of the balls last night in his nice tuxedo with a nice orange bow tie there. So, yeah, Michael Saylor's in the mix. He's met with, you know, I believe he met with Donald Trump. He's met with Eric Trump and Don Jr. and all that stuff. So he's in the mix. And I think the way he's talking about Bitcoin and the way he was kind of around DC, and so let me put it this way: if he didn't feel confident that the oncoming administration was in on Bitcoin, I think he would being a lot more vocal on it in a different way. You know, I don't claim to know him personally, but how vocal he is on both the timeline and doing interviews, you know, I think he's talked so positively about the incoming administration and their adoption into crypto, specifically Bitcoin for him, obviously, because he's a, you know, Bitcoin maxi. And so, yeah, I think he's confident that, you know, it will be good for his bags and for the Bitcoin community, or else you'd be kind of hearing a different narrative from him.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So, you know, all good things looking forward. Definitely an exciting time to be in the crypto space. I want to kind of wrap us up here, TiVo, on a little bit more of a funny note, and that is this. I don't know if you saw this, but the Dogecoin logo has started appearing on the Department of Government Efficiency website, and here we are. If you would have told me that this was going to be a thing 5 years ago, I mean, heck, maybe even like 2 years ago, a year ago, I would have said, you are crazy. But here we are. I think the Department of Government Efficiency, you know, that kind of aside, just the fact that we have a Dogecoin logo on a government site and that this meme is playing out to the extent that it has, it's pretty funny. I think it's kind of funny. And, you know, I know some people get upset with the idea of meme coins doing stuff like this, but I think it's funny. And, you know, we'll see what's to come over here. We'll flash up even the Dogecoin price on the screen real fast as this news is coming out. It's getting a little bit of a pump. It's up about 8% on the day. But, yeah, I mean, again, it's just a little bit more lighthearted than what we're used to.
Yeah, I mean, kind of tying the knot on the episode, I guess, right? Like, memes are here to stay. I think a lot of people don't like it. And even if you're in crypto a lot and, you know, trading different altcoins and Bitcoin, Ethereum, maybe you weren't even into meme coins, say, a year ago or 3 years ago, last cycle. You're like, oh, that's stupid. I'm not touching that. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. Bryce had a stat. It was, I don't want to misquote it, but I believe it was like out of the top 20 gainers. So if you take the 20 coins and projects that gained the most, it was something crazy. It was like 11 of them were meme coins. And I don't know what the stats around that might have, like a market cap weighting. So it might be all market caps or small market cap. But that was a wild stat, I thought.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that just shows how explosive they've been here recently. I mean, if you look at the last 6 months, they've been the name of the game. They've just been where a lot of the volatility has been at. And volatility just naturally attracts traders. So,
yeah, I was thinking about this the other day when the Trump meme coin came out and exploded. I guess this is my own little personal rant, but you know, we have tons of fans and listeners specifically, and I'm going to call them fans, like community members really, that enjoy crypto, and we have tons of ratings on our shows, right? Like, you know, especially Apple and Spotify, like the majority of them are all 5-star ratings. And something was eating at me the last like couple months. Because we got a 1-star rating, a very rare 1-star rating, and it was, you know, these guys are shilling Trump NFTs, and it made me upset because we weren't like at that time when that first batch of NFT came out. Like we were reporting the news and we were saying, hey, this guy's got momentum. Like in theory, the theory behind these NFTs would be if he wins, they're gonna go up, and to be called like shilling Trump, like we didn't shill anything.
I never owned a Trump NFT.
You didn't even buy them. We didn't even buy them. We weren't shilling anything. We were just telling the people. But like, if you bought that NFT specifically or the meme coin, like we're just letting you know when stuff comes out, when that happens, and all that stuff would have equated to tons and tons of alpha. Again, never personal financial advice. We didn't even hold the NFTs, but to be called shillers made me upset. And then with this week, and I knew it like came to top of mind again because I was like, God, we got to talk about Trump coins again, and people are going to get upset. And it's not a political call by any means. It's just we're talking crypto here, people, and this is, I get by now, if you don't get it, then you're probably not into crypto, to be honest. In the beginning, I could see like it was a political, you know, battleground really, but now you definitely get it. Like we're just trying to talk crypto here, give some alpha where we can, but that was eating at me because that's not what we're doing here. We're just trying to give the people what they want.
Yeah, no, it's funny, you're right. You know, neither of us even own the Trump NFTs, and I've not even owned the Trump token or the Melania token. Like I haven't owned any of this. Again, I'm a little bit more limited in the meme coin trading that I do. So we talk about all this, but you know, again, my job and our job is to report on it all. And I don't have exposure to every single thing that we report on, including any of the Trump stuff. I've never had exposure to any of it.
I am happy to report that thanks to having Twitter, you know, what do you call it? Notifications on and the help of Brian and Joe, our momentum moneymakers. I am a proud owner of some Trump coins at about $7.30.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was,
well, that's I don't, it, you know,
what's that?
I said, that's it, TiVo. We're getting more 1-star reviews. You're shilling it. It's
oh, all, no, no,
it's
no.
All you.
No, please, no. Five star, please, please. We've gotten a lot of good reviews, really, at least. Thank you, guys. But I guess we'll leave it off with that. The Momentum Moneymakers are coming in on Friday to report everything meme world, which has been an absolute insane week. But, the opportunity's out there. Stay engaged. Stay listening to this, whether it's, Twitter, Instagram, or the Spotify comments I read. If you guys are, interested in having any questions or interacting with us, reach out to us there, and we're going to keep making these. Because I think when we record these, I try to put it out as soon as possible. But, there's going to be a ton. I really believe this in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Just the news flow is going to get crazy, and we're going to be reporting it here, as soon as we can, and getting good content out to you guys.
Yeah. Spot on there. We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. So if you enjoyed this episode and you enjoy all the free content that we give you over here, consider hitting that like button. Consider hitting the subscribe button. Check us out on YouTube if you're not. We got a lot of podcast and tutorials and market updates and all sorts of content that you're going to like over there. Again, completely for free. And if you are one of the listeners on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Audible or anything like that, then leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. Personally, we'd love a 5-star review for TiVo's 5-star Trump trade. But all jokes all jokes aside, everyone, we really do appreciate everyone coming in here. It is an awesome time to be in the crypto markets as a lot of these tokens skyrocket to new all-time highs. And we think we got a lot of other great stuff coming our way in the remaining 11 months of this year. So hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and we'll see all of you at the same time, same place next week.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. Some of y'all might have heard I made the cross-country move from LA to New York last year, and Wayfair has definitely helped me create the feeling of home wherever I am. I love a cozy couch and a comfy living room that feels like our little sanctuary for our family. And I love vases, I love candles, I love anything that kind of makes you feel at home and peaceful. Anyway, something about me is I love options when it comes to making my home more me. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. Everyone loves a good deal. I mean, who does not want free and fast and easy delivery? Come on. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.